This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can see it online, or I think John Bream's bosses would appreciate if you actually buy the newspaper, or just pay for it online, too. John Bream, the outstanding music critic for the Star Tribune, the headline for his story on the new musical selection, Fillmore, Minneapolis. Fillmore gets almost everything right, but to cover this topic, and as I said before we went to traffic, other musical items in town, Mr. Bream is kind enough to join us. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon.
We both enjoy the NBA. I will say this, sir. I normally pay zero attention to NBA All-Star Weekend, but I was drawn to it. I thought for the first time in 20 years, the dunk contest was worth watching. I thought the end of the actual All-Star game was entertaining. And I'll admit, I normally, even when I was doing the Wolves, wouldn't watch it. Did you pay attention to any of these NBA items over the weekend?
I watched the game last night. I was impressed by Common's introduction.
Oh, great.
Great rapping about events. And he introduced
Fantastic.
Each of the All-Stars with a rap, and he rhymed for everyone. And the first three quarters reminded me of a Wolves game, up
yes.
and down, a lot of shooting, except they made baskets.
Yes.
But there was not much defense.
No.
And then the fourth quarter was about as exciting as the NBA will ever get.
Yeah, it was great. How about Chaka Khan's national anthem?
Well, she it's not Marvin Gaye, but she tried to rework it a little bit. And I think she proved that she still has pretty good voice.
Yeah, I was not a fan. I like Chaka Khan. The Marvin Gaye National Anthem is still the greatest national anthem in my book ever. But it was a notable weekend. Okay, Fillmore.
I mean, her voice is not what it used to be, I'll say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's unavoidable, right? Okay, as someone who enjoys music and enjoys a cross-section of music, how much should I want to make my way to the Fillmore fairly soon?
Well, it depends if you can find an act that appeals to you.
Yep.
I think it's a good addition to the concert scene. It's an alternative to other clubs. And it's the first club that I can remember, maybe the only one we've ever had in this town, that's been built from the ground up.
Yeah,
so they
good
should
point.
Get everything right.
Right. So tell me about that location before.
Well, that location was just a grassy knoll.
Yep.
I remember sitting out there one night at a sold-out playoff game watching – sitting on this green grass watching a big screen TV of the Twins playoff game it was on a slight delay, so you'd hear cheers from the inside, and all of a sudden on the screen you'd see that home run.
Why
so
did it...
It's shoehorned in, Chad.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is kind of a small patch of space, and it includes a small boutique hotel, I think 120 rooms, and a restaurant that's attached to the Fillmore.
And are they saying pretty good things about the restaurant?
I've been impressed by the food I've had from the restaurant and the service in the restaurant.
Good. Why did it happen?
Why did it happen?
Yep.
Because Live Nation, the world's largest promoter, they dominate the concert scene all over the world. They wanted their own club in the Twin Cities. And Fillmore is a brand that they have throughout the country. This is the ninth one in the chain. It's in recognition of the original Fillmore in San Francisco that the late, great promoter Bill Graham started.
The Armory, since its reboot, has drawn positive reviews for a lot of people. I saw one show there and greatly enjoyed it. How would you compare the Armory to Fillmore?
Well, the pluses about both of them is they both have exceptional sound. I was shocked by how good the Armory sounds, because I remember it in the old days when you'd go see the Police or some bands back in the 70s or 80s, it was just an echo chamber. It's a brick building. It was built as an armory,
sure.
for training service people.
Yep.
But they spent millions of dollars revamping the place. It sounds great. A couple issues with the Armory. Most of the seats are standing on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't like to stand on concrete for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're there for both the main act and the opening act, it's a long, grueling evening. Then if you have a seat on the side, most of the seats are perfect for, say, boxing or basketball, but they don't face the stage, so you kind of have to turn halfway in your chair. So that's a difficult thing, a challenging thing with the Armory. Now you have a similar situation at the new Fillmore, except the main floor has wood on it, which makes it much more comfortable, also enhances the sound. It's you know, helps with the acoustics, as do the curtains on the side. Same situation with the seats, although if you have a seat in the balcony, if you're at the back of the room, you face the stage. If you're at a table on the side of the balcony, one person faces the stage, the other person has his or her back to the stage.
Oh, okay.
So you have to turn your chair around when the music starts.
John Bream with us from the Tribune. You can follow him on Twitter, at John Bream. Will they be competing for the same type of shows? And when you have Live Nation behind you, is it even a competition?
Well, you're kind of looking at Live Nation's Fillmore versus First Avenue, because there's similar capacities. First Avenue holds 1,500, Live Nation's Fillmore, Minneapolis, 1,850.
Yep.
So very similar. They will probably, you know, be bidding against each other on some shows, but First Avenue is long established. They have relationship with certain artists. Live Nation is well established. They have relationships with certain artists. So they're going to stick with the artists they have, and they'll maybe compete for some newer artists, or some artists who don't have loyalty will go to the higher bidder.
Considering the size of our town, the musical interests we have, and then the venues we have we improved a fair amount of late? Because we certainly have more options, and if you compare us to other cities of the same size, are we about where most other towns are at?
Oh, I would say we're way ahead of most other towns, especially towns at markets that would be similar size. We have a very vibrant music scene. We have a very devoted audience that will go see concerts. Sometimes people are loyal to venues and will go, oh, it's at the Palace Theater, I'll go because the Palace always has cool shows.
Yeah.
And that may happen with Fillmore, and just as it's happened with First Avenue. First Avenue has music every single night.
Yep.
The Fillmore is not booked every single night. But one thing we have that other markets don't have typically, we have two pretty good arenas for concerts, and we have three stadiums, one of which is not very good for concerts.
No.
And gets most of them, and two other stadiums that get some concerts and are very good for concerts.
John Bream with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. I know we can say this at about this time, looking ahead to late spring and summer, but we have plenty of older, recognizable shows coming with Eagles, the Stones, Guns N' Roses. What's your broad feeling about the music coming up the next 6 months?
Well, we've got a lot of big shows. For a change, the first 3 months of the year have been kind of slow. The only really big show we have is the show with Kiss and old Diamond Dave, David Lee Roth,
right,
coming back. There's a Jason Aldean show. But typically we have more concerts, a couple shows in January, February, March. We haven't had anything. The summer is going to be heavily loaded with big, big, big names. July and August are busy as ever, and, you know, you've got the State Fair and other things. You've got Twin Cities Summer Jam, so there's
yep,
going to be a lot of big names all in the same week, so that's going to be competition.
TCF Bank, are they going to stay in this mix, or are they just kind of realizing U.S. Bank is too big and more people want to be inside, or more acts want to be inside? Can they still be a part of this?
I think they're too busy hiring assistant coaches for the football team.
They've got plenty. They need somebody who's a park coordinator of music in the building.
Right. I don't think that's a high priority for them. I don't know that they have anyone who is looking at that, and I'm not sure if their capacity is as large as Target Field, or certainly definitely not as large as U.S. Bank Stadium, and
yep,
both of those venues with pro sports teams are more aggressive in terms of looking for concerts. But, you know, that's an apples and oranges comparison, I think, in terms of quality of sound and experience. U.S. Bank Stadium, because it's an enclosed stadium with a lot of hard surfaces, the sound can be terrible depending on where you're sitting. If
right,
you're not close to the stage it's not worth it. I've had several people call me looking for advice on buying Stones tickets that went on sale last week. And I said, to be honest, if you don't want to spend the hundreds of dollars to sit close to the stage, go see him out of town in an outdoor stadium. I saw him last summer at Soldier Field in Chicago. Tremendous show. They have these huge, humongous video screens. You can sit in the cheapest seats and still appreciate the show.
Yeah, that's
so go
great
see him in Cleveland. The Indians are playing that weekend. You can go see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Make a vacation
Smart.
Trip out of it.
John, I always appreciate it, sir. Great stuff. Thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure. Keep rocking, Chad.
I will do that. I love the music scene, and I'm fortunate enough to talk to people like John and Chris Riemenschneider and Jim Walsh. People keep me in the loop and let me know what's going on. I always appreciate the feedback from the audience, too. It's 2:48. We'll finish up with a number of items and then turn it over to Paul in Jordana. Give us a follow. I would greatly appreciate that. Give us a try on Twitter. We're putting out a fair amount. You might like it. You might be annoyed. If you're annoyed, dump us. But give it a try at Chad Hartman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.